95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Like a stone. Seems like a perfect Monday afternoon. I want to say morning. It feels like morning to me.
Does it?
Yeah. Totally does. But
feels like morning to Sluggo until it's like 9 p.m.
Or Wednesday, really.
Yeah, true.
And it's finally maybe.
That's true.
As much as I feel that way, though, you've got something to tell us pretty soon.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It wasn't the best weekend I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
We are going to talk today about self-surgeries.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I don't know if you remember, but Eddie If, the comedian that we had on last week, has a friend who performed, he says, self-surgery on his scrotum.
Well, because sometimes you just need to do that, and apparently
you don't.
Apparently, had like some scalpels lying around. He's like, "What the hell?"
I can't imagine.
No, yeah. Hey, by the way, maybe we should get a hold of Jed the Fish because he's got a really crazy sort of. I don't know if we should do that though because it's so insane.
Well, of course.
Self.
I mean that came with his name. We'll talk about it.
We'll have to think about that.
Also in the program today, I don't know if you saw UCLA Gonzaga. In the Final Four on Saturday, but that was one of the best basketball games I've ever seen.
Wow, and that's saying something.
If you're not a UCLA fan.
Nicely put.
Because that could be very awful.
Right.
And I have to go on my rant again about One Shining Moment and how that's BS. And I
that's your favorite song ever. You know, I got you a 12-inch at Amoeba this weekend. I'm going to play over and over and over Luther Vandross for you.
It's so much. And Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
It's $2,000 today, dude.
$2,000 before 4 p.m. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Nice.
Tough to do math sometimes. It's 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that is Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. So what'd you do over the weekend?
Well, Saturday I got my vaccine.
Right. Now, we did that on Saturday as well.
Uh-huh.
We had a nice long line sitting in the car, and I texted about it, and I said my wife just got her first shot, and she didn't really have any reaction. She started floating in midair for about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but other than that, not really.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I was asking people if they had any reactions.
Okay.
Dan of the Apes says he got the second shot, and now he can cook a Hot Pocket with his finger. Mark Winters says Bill Gates keeps trying to ask what I'm doing today through my new microchip. And Daddy Dog says, actually got my second shot on Monday, and the tail and horns are starting to shrink. But he has fabulous phone reception now, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Wow. Not bad.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital. It wasn't ideal. Look, you hear, you might feel terrible.
Especially if you had it. You had COVID twice.
Yes, and the roughest one was just this past beginning of January.
And so what I've heard is if your first vaccine after actually having it can be pretty nasty. It was nasty.
It was pretty nasty, but I expected it to be pretty nasty. So I woke up on Sunday and I was, you know, freezing.
Right.
And hot and freezing and hot.
Oh my God.
Like, look, it does give you some peace. That you know it's not from sickness.
Right. It's a reaction to the vaccine.
This is a reaction to the vaccine.
Right.
So what I'm feeling is not sickness.
But your body doesn't know that. Your body's like, no. I just got over this.
No, but my mind knows. Okay, yes. Well, I'm fine.
Yeah, but your body's like, ah!
Yes. I'm fine. And I just thought, well, it's going to be a crappy day and I'll live. And then my head started hurting. And I took my temp. I just thought, you know what? I remember what it felt like having COVID.
Right.
And
of course. You never forget that.
I would take the temperature at night and those little ones that you stick in your mouth, when they're finished, if it's average, it goes beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. Like that. So you know it's finished. When it's above 100, it goes beep, 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 beep.
You're going to die. Hey, dude.
And I took it so many times in the dark when I was sleeping back when I had it. So I took it, and then I was like, well, I mean, maybe I should look at it. And I looked at it, it was 104.
Come on! Wow.
Which seems dangerous.
You don't have that much brain power to cook,
and I'm right there.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't live with that.
Yeah, so I took it again, and it was 103.9, so then I was like, all right, I guess I can go.
They must know you in the ER now. You were there over New Year's.
No, I went to a different one, though.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah.
I'm spreading myself around.
You're like, now they're going to let me in again. Yet more COVID?
No, they were incredibly kind. It took them a while to bring my temperature down, but everything...
How'd they do that? They put you in a bath of ice.
No, they did not, although I have had that before, too. No, I had, like, two IVs. They were giving me fluids.
Hold on, we need to circle back to the bath of ice.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
How much did you pay for that? That sounds fun.
It was not fun.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I was naked in a bath of ice, and I was at UCLA,
right,
which is a teaching hospital. So the doctor would come in with 17 students.
Oh, my God. So they're, like, presenting shrinkage.
Yes.
This is what it's all about.
So eventually I said, hey, I don't want to, you know, be bad about this or anything.
But I'm dying!
I would really rather not have that many people in the room when I'm in a bath of ice because I'm dying.
Yeah.
So anyway, so,
right.
So yesterday I was in the ER for about 6 hours.
Oh, come on.
6 to 7 hours,
that's
yeah.
horrible.
It was not fun.
What are you doing here?
It's not
go
fun.
Home.
No,
go
fine.
To sleep.
Not fine.
Oh, my God, dude. No wonder you get it all the time. You just push yourself so hard.
I almost
use a naughty word there. So gosh
really
darn hard.
Push myself.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Dude, you've been working mornings 30 years
yeah.
and going everywhere and all the crazy stuff you do. And
right.
Damn,
all right,
girl.
I've been pushing myself
yes.
up. All right, listen. But that was a thing that we knew what it was. Even if I feel less than perfect today, I know what it is because it's not a sickness.
Worse than that, just take advantage of it.
So I
don't feel very good. I better stay home.
Hello? I like work. What's wrong with you? I was off work for
a
year.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's true. All right. Fair enough.
No, so all good.
I'm so glad you're feeling better, dude.
Good. By the way, I would take the vaccine again tomorrow if I had the same side effects COVID is so much worse.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Say that again.
I would take...
everybody know.
I would take the vaccine again tomorrow if it had the exact same side effects and I was in the hospital for 6 hours.
Why?
Because COVID is so much worse. You can't imagine. Day 8, day 9, day 10, you're like, I can't do this anymore. I would do it again tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm happy I have it. I'm happy it's behind me. I'm bulletproof now.
For at least 6 months.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're going to get to our contest in just 1 second.
Yes, please.
But I wanted to bring to you a story from ABC News. The 50 most popular women on the web per Google search results.
Okay.
So do you have any guesses as to who would be in the top 10, say?
Was that one you used to, let's talk about, who was it that you used to all the time? We're at the other place. Let's talk about somebody. I want to say Megan somebody.
Megan Fox.
Yes, right?
Yeah. She's not in there.
Come on!
I don't know who compiled this list.
Right.
This is an honest list, though.
This is Joe down in his basement.
This is the honest
I'll
list,
I'll put this
though,
together for you.
Of the 50 most popular women on the web per Google search.
Right.
Number one is Lady Gaga.
Nice, okay, yeah.
Number two is Kesha.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? She dropped that dollar sign and suddenly became very popular.
Number three is Madonna.
Really? What year is this from? 1988?
I think this sort of shows you who's answering more than anything else.
Yeah. Right.
Number four is Beyonce. Okay.
This isn't actually pulled off Google. They didn't go,
it is off Google.
They should
Google
know,
search.
Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Number five is Rihanna. Number six, Britney Spears. Number seven, Justin Bieber. Number eight, Miley Cyrus.
Hold on.
Number nine, Paris Hilton. What?
Go back, I think, maybe two? What was?
Two was Kesha.
But two spaces back. Number
Britney Spears.
Seven?
Number six. Number seven was Justin Bieber.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And then Miley Cyrus,
right,
and then
Paris
Hilton, and then Avril Lavigne.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. So, I guess that does make,
it does make sense. Let's give away some money, shall we?
Yeah, $2,000, man. What the hell?
We have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. For $2,000.
That's pretty amazing.
You need to identify the song title, the artist, and you need to be caller 13 to do it at 818-955-KLOS.
And here is your clip.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's. 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Lisa from Irvine.
Lisa. Congratulations from Irvine. You are caller 13.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And goodbye. Click dial tone. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
You know the contest we're running, right? Our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Can I hear the clip one more time?
We will play it for you one more time.
And just for you, though. We usually wouldn't do that.
And then if you can identify the song title and the artist, you'll win $2,000.
Okay.
All right.
Now, so give me a countdown when you're ready from three.
Three, two.
Does he go on one or does he go on zero?
One.
Oh! Okay, what is that?
Kiss of Death by Dokken.
Rockin' like Dokken.
I'm sorry, that's not
it. Very sorry, that's not it.
No. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling,
thanks for playing, though. You need to get a little Dokken up in here.
I wouldn't mind that.
And now
$2,500. $2,500 between 4 and 5 o'clock today.
What? What is that? If you think you know, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings under thee.
Have you ever done self-surgery?
Hell no. I mean, unless you count biting the skin around your...
No.
No?
It's not really surgery.
It's pretty precise surgery.
We had comedian Eddie Ift on last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is him talking about where he lives and the people he knows.
Dude!
I'm doing well.
I hate that thing. I hate it. I really do.
All right, listen. Now, I can
find it and you talk about it.
I can summarize.
Yeah.
He lives in the mountains above Malibu.
Right.
And he has... various friends. Some are super big celebrities.
Right.
And some are the guy across the street who performs self-surgery on his scrotum.
On his scrotum, he said.
Yes.
And he said, I'm like, how did he do that? He's like, oh, he's got some scalpel.
He used a
scalpel. Yeah, take a listen. This is what he was saying, basically.
People always say, oh, you live in Malibu? And I'm like, no, I live in the mountains above Malibu, where, you know, like, there are some, you know, there are still some Malibu, like, I've got some celebrities that live up here. Will Smith lives up here, but, like, across the street is a guy who operated on his own scrotum. not a joke.
Is that guy a friend of yours?
He is a friend.
That's what I thought.
My first question was, what did you use to cut in? He goes, a scalpel.
Oh,
well, he's got a few of those lying around? I mean...
Yeah.
So that's fun.
I love this topic so much because it's not a great idea, self-surgery.
Generally not. I mean, you know, he did it in The Martian, which was amazing to watch.
That was a movie.
That was great, yes. And then Castaway, had to pull his own tooth out. He did pretty well on that.
Yeah. That was another
one of your favorite films. Yeah.
Right, sure.
Yeah, at 127 hours, you know, he cut his own leg off.
Okay, now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah, you know, so it's doable in the films and
movies.
We're
going to take your calls at 818-955 KLOS, if you have your self-surgery stories.
And or kit.
The closest thing that I've ever done to that was, it was cold when I was in college,
mm-hmm.
and I had my hands in my coat jacket,
right.
And I was running up the stairs, full speed.
Oh.
And I tripped, and I couldn't get my hands out, so
sure.
My face was the first thing that hit a step. And my nose was just crooked.
Oh, my God.
And I may have had a beverage.
Or two.
Or ten. And I went back up, and I looked in the window, and I was like, wow, my nose is really crooked.
Looks like Sylvester Stallone.
And it was bleeding a lot, like stupid noses do.
Right.
And,
like a lot.
I don't know. I saw a TV show sometime. I don't know where I saw it, but someone else had done it. Where they just...
Goodfellas.
Grab it. Is that what it was?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
They
something.
Just grab it and, like, straighten it out.
Oh.
Just, like, instantly straighten it out.
On this very show, Graham, we've discussed how stupid kids can be when they're in college and drunk in particular. So,
that's basic.
This is your perfect
We're
example.
Describing me.
Yeah.
So I thought...
Damn, girl.
What you usually think, which is... How bad can it be?
I'll be able to do this.
Which is really dumb.
Yeah.
So
there's nobody there going, dude,
no,
dude,
there was no one there.
Oh, dude, no.
So I grabbed it and I was like, 3, 2, 1, and then I wouldn't do it. I did 1, 2, 3, and that didn't help. And I was like, okay, listen, just get up the guts.
To not do it. Go see a doctor.
I said, get up the guts. And then as if I was defying myself.
Right.
I thought, get it together, and I snapped it over.
Oh, what was that noise? I want to hear the noise. Do you remember the noise?
I think.
Yeah,
you can still see it's bent a little bit that way from this, but
hold on,
really
don't move.
Not much.
Stop moving. Yeah, you're right. Just it's pretty good.
Really,
yeah, it's
much.
Pretty well done. Wait,
do,
this
I
is not
work.
A this. Yeah, this
yes.
is not a. Let's
oh,
do
no,
that.
Oh no, I'm
though.
Announcing that I'm a plastic surgeon.
Open for business today.
818-955-KLOS. If you have performed surgery on yourself.
And particularly if you have a kit, maybe, like this guy with his scalpels up in Malibu.
Who has a scalpel?
I know, right? 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about self-surgeries. KLOS, what happened?
I went to Cabo San Lucas, and I got thrown into the in the middle into all the sea urchins.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many that the doctor wouldn't cut them out. So when I got home, one at a time, there's 23 total. I had to cut with, I use a utility knife though.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
But the thing is with sea urchins, they go further and further in.
Right. It's,
if you catch them.
Right.
Why was the surgeon so precious that he wouldn't bother taking out the rest of them?
What doctor says, you know what? No,
nah,
you're on
you
your own.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been some type of main surgery, but I didn't have insurance.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah. And he wouldn't do it just in the office. He wanted to
put
me under twilight because there were so many.
Right.
And I couldn't do that.
Wow. Well, well done, question mark, but thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hey, mister. So here's my stupid, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
That was weird.
This is my...
Are you doing brain surgery on yourself right now? That would explain some things.
What?
No, sorry.
All right, so what happened? This is what happened, man. I'm a truck driver.
Hello?
In East LA making a pickup.
Yeah.
Man, you do now. I'm too high. I can't even talk to you anymore, man.
Woo! Right on, man. He wins. He wins today. Hi, KLOS. You performed self-surgery.
Hi, yeah. My girlfriend had two nasty gashes on her arm, and my coworker actually stitched it up so that we could go to work.
Oh, what did they use for sutures?
I'm pretty sure it was...
It was just sewing up.
Wait, you just performed a sex change on yourself. This is miraculous.
No, I think she's with him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So what? What did they use?
So it was just sewing? You used a sewing needle?
Yeah, it was just sewing needle and a sewing string. And he tied it at the end and I bit a towel.
Yeah, this bitch just popped out like every day. We had to keep doing it over and over and over.
Wow.
So, but you still went to work that day because you got to work for the man, right?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
He loves our job.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, I love the future. It's just so wonderful.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, so my best friend found out his girlfriend was cheating on him, and he punched a tree, broke his hand, and got that boxer's fracture. And I had to set the bone for him and wrap a bandana around his hand.
A bandana? Why couldn't he go to the doctor?
Because we were stupid teenagers.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, by the way, that's a perfectly acceptable explanation.
Yeah, tis the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, and we're talking about self-surgeries. What did you do, sir?
So I got in a drunken bar alley fight, you know, after the bars closed with a bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat him up 3 times, right? He kept quitting, and I let him go, and he jumped
come
me from behind,
that.
And I beat him up again.
Right.
So then, I'm walking away. I'm on my way home. I got to walk like 2 miles. I feel something dripping on my boot, and I pull my jacket sleeve up, and here I've been cut with a box cutter. So it laid it open about 8 to 10 inches down my right forearm.
Ooh.
And I was looking at muscle and bone and tendon, and I had to walk like 2 miles, so by the time I got home, my whole boot was full of blood. The whole right side of my body was full of blood, and I put 12 stitches in my own arm. And then I had to go to work the next day, a framing, and I had my arm all taped up with duct tape and bandages, and
I love it.
Quite the ordeal.
Nothing like duct tape and bandages.
That's amazing.
Yeah, duct tape fixes everything.
Sure. Thanks for calling. We're talking about self surgeries. KLOS, hello.
Oh, I have a toolkit. It's a surgery kit too. It's a box cutter and like nail cuticle cutters and
you know they don't use box cutters in surgery, right?
They have it every surgery I've ever gone to.
It's a sharp object,
right?
And my scalpel is more like my scalpel. Though you know those little wood, they're like scalpels, like for carving little wood things.
Yeah, sure.
Not for carving people, ma'am.
But that's what I use.
No.
No, wait.
And it's actually part of my kit because I have tools. I'm a tomboy, and I always get stuff stuck in my hands and.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. The one time I pulled something out of my arm and I had to use the bathroom really bad and something said take a picture real quick. When I came back, my dog had eaten it.
Oh.
So I was like, oh my gosh. My family is like, you're so crazy. This happens all the time. Like, you can't do it that much. And then they're like,
Wow.
That's awesome.
You so can do it that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you can, and well done you.
Thank you for calling.
It's the KLS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Do you mind if we give away $2,500?
I mean, you know, I'm always rooting for people to win right away because $500, that's great. But I love to see it roll over like this. And
it is nice.
$2,500 now. That's insane.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
And we play you a second of a song. Your caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song, title, and the artist.
And this time you get $2,500 in our precious little game.
Correct.
So take a close listen. And here you go. Got to tell us what that is now. 818-955-KLOS. If you can do it, be caller 13. We'll be very happy for you.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Aaron, you're caller 13.
Bing, bing.
Awesome.
Off to a good start.
Cool.
So far, so good. We have $2,500. We're going to play the clip one more time. And then you have to tell us the song title and the artist. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, here you go. What is that?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with a Nirvana Come As You Are.
That is incorrect. That's
incorrect, sir. Sorry.
Thank you for trying, though. We appreciate it.
So now, and we've hit this mark before.
I don't think so.
Yeah. $3,000 that little piece is worth between 5 and 6 today.
Good luck.
Damn, that's good. Right? Wow. Great stuff. Royal blood. Love them.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You don't follow basketball?
The Lakers, but that's about...
Do you follow college? Never?
No.
Not even Final Four?
No.
There was a game Saturday. Here's the thing, is that they get down to the Final Four, so then they have four teams on Saturday. They play to get winners.
Right.
And then the two winners play tonight on Monday night.
All right. And that's kind of what was going on with JD and the whole thing this weekend in our March bandness.
Yes.
Yes.
But in my experience, mm-hmm. one of the two games on Saturday are always the best game by far. And a lot of times you get to the Monday night game, it's not that great a game.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think that's going to be the case this time. I think it's going to be a good game.
Coming on next to last is often the best. So,
yes.
Oddly.
UCLA played Gonzaga. And Gonzaga is undefeated all season.
Right.
They're unbeatable.
Right.
UCLA plays them and played well enough to beat them. Didn't, but played well enough to beat them. That's first rough. Play this clip. There's a guy in Gonzaga.
How about Timmy with four fouls? What he's doing?
His name is Timmy. It's spelled T-I-M-M-E.
Sure.
And most of the game they spent saying Timmy.
Timmy.
I was like, whoa, we're South Park? Foul Timmy.
Oh,
made
man.
Me very happy. Yep. All right, so with 57 seconds left, UCLA is down 5 points.
Rough.
Here come the Bruins now. Let it go. 12 to shoot. Jaquez.
Oh! How clutch! How tough are these kids?
Makes a three-pointer. Mm. So now they're within two.
Damn.
And Gonzaga gets the ball.
30 seconds. Nembhard. Got Riley, a bigger man on him. Into the paint, back out. Kispert with the huge shot. No. Pulled down by Singleton.
All right, so now... UCLA has it again.
Right.
And there's, I think, 19 seconds left.
Wow. Okay.
So this goes on.
Bruins with a shot to tie it or win it with 12 seconds. Again with the ball in his hands. In the paint. Floater. Short. Got it back. Ties it with three.
Wow.
Gonzaga has time to do something.
Wow. Ties it with three seconds left. Oh, by the way, in overtime. This was already overtime.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they tie it with 3 seconds to go. And,
oh, my God.
And you think, wow, double overtime.
Yeah.
But the announcer says something that none of us were thinking, which is Gonzaga still has time to do something.
Right.
Play this.
Ducks for the win! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! The perfect season remains on go!
Are you...
There are onions, Jim, and then there are nature.
onions with a kiss.
Oh, my goodness. One of the great games. We're going to have to shake in Final Four history.
So UCLA comes all the way back, ties it. No. That guy gets, and by the way, the ball is underneath the UCLA end of the basket.
Right.
So they have to go length of the floor.
Wow.
And make a shot. And this guy pulls up closer to half court than to the top of the key.
Right.
Like really near the half court circle.
Right.
And the ball goes out. You can see the clock is at 0.6.
Right. Right.
The red light comes on.
Right.
The ball goes
through. Ah.
It was
that is amazing,
believable.
It's incredible.
If you're not a UCLA fan, that was a really great game.
That is rough.
If you are a UCLA fan, that is rough.
That's horrible.
Because they played them so well.
I mean, that is the kind of game you're waiting for, too.
Yes.
It would have been such the victory. Oh, my God. Wow.
Timmy.
Yeah, don't worry about the cops. Don't worry about the rain. Don't worry about the bad weather. You just come on down here on that little tiny scooter. You're going to be totally fine. I'll hook you up. We'll have a good old time. It'll be nice.
I've never heard that part of the song before.
Yeah. Let's fallen back to Phoenix days.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I did forget one thing when talking about the Final Four. Is it tonight after the championship game?
Oh, yeah. The big montage scene? All the amazing everything that's happened throughout the...
I consider myself a montage expert.
I agree with that.
I live for montages. Yeah. I love it.
You're good at putting them together in the audio version.
Own.
Yeah.
Yes. This drives me crazy every year.
Crazier.
Because they do a song that's very much like a light rock, like a song you would hear on Coast.
For the Final Four montage?
Yes.
For the big montage, like everybody.
Yes.
It should be rocking. It should be AC/DC.
It should be any number of other things.
All right.
Let's be honest. It can't be We Are the Champions by Queen.
Yeah, because that's too
overused.
Easy. Yeah, too easy.
But there are so many different ones that they could use. Mm-hmm. They did have this song written for the Final Four.
The one they use every year?
Yes.
Okay.
And Luther Vandross is the guy who sings it.
Stop it. Luther Vandross?
Yes.
What? Have you ever played a Luther Vandross song on the air?
No. I mean, I think he'd be too hard for Coast. I mean, too soft for Coast.
Yes.
So Luther Vandross sings this song, and they put the highlights to it. And every year, I want to pull my hair out because it's such an awful song.
So if we play it right now, you're going to pull your hair out?
Be ready to stop it, though, because I have some thoughts.
Okay. All right. I want to watch you pull your hair out, too. Ew. That's so inspiring. Oh.
Yep.
Is it from the 80s?
It's... I don't
80s.
Know how long ago, but it's 20 or 30 years old, yeah.
I already have it.
The ball is tipped.
Oh, stop it.
And there you are.
Okay.
Oh,
the ball is tipped. And there you are.
And there you are.
Come on.
So he's like sitting there going, oh, they made me write this. Yes. I don't know. The ball is tipped. There you are. All right.
I would argue you've already stopped trying. What do you mean, and there you are? What kind of line is that? So dumb. And then it also, like, they cut it so that it's right on the nose. So when they say the ball is tipped, they have the ball going up.
Some poor guy has to sit there and do that. And he listen to this damn song over and over again.
I don't know what they do for there you are, because they realize that they gave up.
Probably a close-up.
Second word of the whole thing.
Of his butt or something.
All right, continue.
You're running for your life.
Oh, come on.
You're a shooting star.
All right.
Oh, you're running for your life.
You're a shooting star. What do you think they do when the word shooting comes up? They show a guy shooting.
Is Sheena Easton going to join in? This is what it sounds like to me. This is
Sheena
really
Easton
bad.
Would be great.
Yeah.
Compared to this.
Yeah. She'd be strutting it out with her sugar wall.
And all the years.
No.
No one knows just how hard you worked. But now it's shows.
All right. Wait a minute. Now, he's talking about the kids in college.
All the work they've done.
All these years to get to where they're at. And this is what they get played at them?
Yes.
Come on. I mean, there's no way they're at home going, to this song and the inspiration. That's just mean. It's
here comes
mean.
The chorus.
Oh, no.
It's all on the line.
They're frozen. frozen in time. Shut up, Luther Vandross. Wait, I'm not sure he's alive. I didn't mean that badly if he's not.
Oh, my God.
How about that song?
I have never heard it before, and this is the first time I've ever...
Can you see why it drives me out of my mind every single time?
Mute. You can't hit mute fast enough on that.
You can't play Right Here, Right Now by Fatboy Slim.
Oh, good. Now you got some choices here.
You can't play... I don't... What? This is a list of possible songs to use for sports montages, and one of them is This Is Why I'm Hot.
Okay.
By Mims.
Might be better than that.
I'm hot because I'm fly. All right, let's listen to more.
Time is short.
Time is short.
And the road is long.
The road's long.
In the blinking of an eye, that moment's gone.
Right.
When it's done.
When it's done.
Win or lose.
Oh. Shut up. Win or lose. No.
No, you win. Not, yeah. Win.
If you lose, you're super depressed.
Get out of my life!
No, I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying you're depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this song's supposed to
be. And that's not going to help, that song.
Hey, you know what? Luther Vandross said win or lose. So we at UCLA are really happy now.
Woo.
No, not the case.
Put another quarter in.
Always did your best.
You always did your best. It's almost over.
I feel ill. Yeah.
One shining moment.
They're showing like the winners cutting down the net or something.
Oh, fires in the parking lot.
Oh.
Cars overturned.
That song is a disaster.
That is. They play that. It's 2 minutes long. They play that whole thing.
Oh, no.
They loop it?
I edited that to
You're
2 minutes
kidding.
Long.
You're kidding.
It was like 3.5.
No.
And I knew you wouldn't be able to listen to 3.5 minutes.
I couldn't barely get through that.
So I cut it down to 2 minutes.
Holy cow, Batman.
They use that every year.
That is painful.
For like 30 years.
That is truly painful.
It really is.
It is really
and I
bad.
Don't know, every single year, I think I'm the only one, but I'm like, let's get a better song.
Yeah.
They can afford it?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
Stop it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I'll be leaving this show tomorrow because I feel like I've struck it rich.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know if you get the emails.
Wait, are you going to give me some money? What? No.
No. You ever get the emails from the people, the scam artists
and
stuff like that?
Yeah.
I got one that I think's real.
No, nice. Talk to me, freaky. What is it?
It starts like this. Good say to you.
Good say to you. Sure, okay. That's reliable.
Mr. George Chris is my name.
Yay, Mr. George Chris.
It would please me to negotiate possible working terms with you on investment interests to work in your country. Please get to me for proper discussion if it please you.
Does it please you?
Period.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next word is to.
To. T-O-T-O-O or
capital T-W-O? T small O.
Oh, okay.
Period.
To. Well, so that's just couldn't be more accurate.
For acquaintance and more elaborate discussion, I would encourage you to revert with your cell phone number for communications easy. Kind regards, Mr. George.
Nice. Mr. George, Chris George, you are a wonderful man. I bet you'll get $3,000 out of that guy.
That guy just...
That's my guess.
That's my retirement right there. I win. I don't care about a measly $3,000 now.
No, yeah, you're right. What was I thinking? Did you revert your cell number to him?
Not yet. I have time.
Mr. Chris, whatever.
Take it easy.
All right.
It's time for Kevin and Sligo's 1 second of nonstop rock. We play you a second of a song. You have to be caller 13 at 818.
Unless you're Mr. Chris George, then go away.
Correct. 818-955-KLOS. You have to tell us the song title and the artist. And this hour, we're up to $3,000.
I don't think it's ever been at 3K before. It just keeps rolling over, starting at 500 and it's gotten all the way here because no one can figure out what this one is.
Correct.
So let's do it. Take a listen. What is that? If you think you know, now is the time to call 818-955-KLOS. Good luck, Chris George. He's Roberta.
It's George Chris.
Oh, whatever. I mean, yeah, that guy.
You're supposed to
hide the thing.
No. We do it the same every day.
By this time of the day, my brain is gone.
Every day we do it the same. All right, for $2,500.
No, nope, for $3,000.
For $3,000.
He shouldn't let us.
Should we start
this
again from the very beginning?
Yeah, okay. It's Kevin and Beans nonstop.
No, it's Kevin.
Oh, that's right. Hold on a second. We'll play the little thing.
This is a disaster. Start over. Right. People won't remember.
Yes. Okay. There's the jingle. We heard it.
Okay.
Okay.
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Dave.
Dave's not here. Hey, you're caller 13, Dave.
Oh, fantastic.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Westminster.
All right. Now, we're not asking you to give us the answer right now, but have you heard it before, and do you think you know it?
I kind of could hear it.
All right. Well, we'll play it for you again.
Yeah, we really want to give you $3,000. This is the most the little game has gotten up to so far. So.
I know, and yeah. I can't believe I got through. I'm so excited.
Nice. All right. Well, give it a good listen. Clean out your ears, and then tell us who it is and the name of the song. And you got yourself $3,000. Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Ready. What is that?
Wow.
What is that?
Whitesnake.
Which song?
Still the Night.
It is not that.
Sorry, man. Damn it.
Damn. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling, though.
Yeah. All right. $3,500 tomorrow.
How about that? Between 3 and 4 p.m. tomorrow, $3,500.
Damn.
Hello. This is United States calling. Are we reaching?
That always amuses you.
It really does. I don't know why.
Every single time. I love that.
It's Kevin and Sligo. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station at 9 minutes after six. All right. Dr. Drew.
Sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Good to hear your guys' voices.
Thank you, and thanks for joining us. I got a note from my boss that said, hey, is it true that Kevin's addiction to Diet Coke is the reason the machine is empty?
It has been empty lately.
It has been empty lately. And I would say to him, I've worked here a month. How often do they fill it? Like once a year?
Well, people are pouring out all the time. Like, you know, you've got one right now.
Yeah, but it's okay. So Dr. Drew.
So wait a minute. The real note was, what the hell are we going to do with Kevin's Coke addiction?
Yes.
Your real response was, get some more Coke.
Yes. Exactly. It's not that hard. That's what those machines are for. You refill them.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't just, they're you not put one
more
use.
In. Yeah, it's not magically refilling.
Is there maybe a health issue with that?
Well, you know, it's so funny you would call. I've been thinking a little bit about this lately, and then you called on it. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. I had always heard that Coke, you know, there's all this literature out there that people that drink Diet Coke can't lose weight, and there's just a lot of funny literature around it. And then I've heard anecdotally people going, oh, my friend was addicted to Diet Coke, and he got pancreatic cancer. So I started paying attention to it because I thought, there's something here. It seemed apocryphal to me. It didn't seem possible. Why would Diet Coke be addicting? And then, I've talked to more people lately who said they had to go cold turkey, and if they didn't, they could not stop.
Really?
Wow.
Then I started messing around with myself. I started thinking, because I kind of had a little momentum with it.
I like
for a while.
That. Yeah, I know. I was really...
Hey, Dr. Drew, I'm having a problem with heroin. Give me a second. I need to experience it myself.
Well, thank you for that, because that sounds a little more fun than Diet Coke. But anyway...
A little more weighty.
So, more weighty?
Yeah. Hey, if you can say apocryphal, I can say weighty.
Or substantial, huh? I had some momentum with it, and I stopped, and I was sort of able to control it. But I started tiptoeing back in the last, like, 2 weeks. Oh, I know what it was. I had esophagitis back. Oh, this is great. Back when I was on The Masked Singer, I had esophagitis, and I had to stop all carbonated drinks.
What is esophagitis?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Inflammation of the esophagus.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And it was screwing up my voice, so I couldn't...
That was apocryphal. People. I was confused.
Yeah. So that was my Masked Singer experience.
Okay, so you had to stop it then. Do you think it's the... what do you call it? That you get out the caffeine?
It will, but I'm sure that's some of it. But I'm like, let me just tell you, when I started going back to it, I noticed it just made you want to drink. It made me want to drink more. Now, that's the only thing I can say is I wanted more. And that really caught my attention. And I thought, it shouldn't just be the caffeine. It's not the sweetener. I don't know what it is.
And
they put something in there.
It's specifically Diet Coke that does this? I mean, people are having this. I mean, is it possible they're sneaking cocaine into it? Or
They used to,
yeah,
right?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they are now.
Right.
But it felt... I don't know. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if anyone's. I'm looking around for an answer. But the fact is, Kevin, you're going to have to keep filling that machine up a lot more frequently, or you're going to have to go cold turkey.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little shocked because we were going to do an intervention with our night guy here, Greg Beharrell, who literally walks around with how many does he have? 12. He brings in a 12 case of. Of Coke every night.
That should tell us something. Tell us something, right? Shouldn't the people do that?
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, this guy, Greg, that comes on after us, literally drinks 24
that's
cans
right.
of soda per day.
It's not just 12. He has carries 12 with him, but by the end
it
of the night...
It can't be good.
No,
It can't be good.
Wait, hold on.
Damn.
I could have said it can't be good. I'm not a doctor.
Well, but we don't have data on it yet, but I just know, instinctively, you know, this can't be good. Just the aluminum exposure, right? I mean, like...
Right,
in fact, I had a patient with an eating disorder when I was working at the hospital, psych hospital, and she drank 2 cases of Coke a day and got aluminum toxicity.
Whoa.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm nowhere near 2 cases. I do 1 a day.
Yeah, that we know of.
So fine. So no. 1 Diet Coke.
Well, how do you clean out the machine then?
You know what? They don't fill
the
it
guy
up.
Who left you that message drinks a lot more Diet Coke than you
have. Right?
Yeah.
Son
I buy him one
bitch.
Every day, and if I don't, he starts hitting me upside the head.
No, but he does.
He drinks a lot
of
it.
That's because so he blames it being gone on
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You took the last 10 cans probably that he would get.
If I'm understanding you correctly, Dr. Drew, you're saying I'm great.
I've always said that, Kevin. You
that's
know
what
that.
I took from it, yeah.
Thank you, Drew. I forgot to ask you if you have anything to plug.
DrDrew.com, got streaming shows, and don't forget After Dark. Your audience would love Dr. Drew After Dark.
That sounds sexy.
it's kind of a Loveline-esque thing, but it's a little more comedy.
He does it nude.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
It was on this day in rock in 1962 when, decked out in black leather for half the show, the Beatles did a show at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, part of a special night presented by the Beatles Fan Club. Mike McCready, Pearl Jam, was born on this day in rock in 66. I need my spectacles.